Hi everyone, welcome to Training with Casey, where we explore animal training and living our best lives with animals. I'm Joseph Laughlin, producer of this podcast, and now, here's your host, Casey Covert. Let's get started.
Hey y'all, it's Casey Covert, and I want to talk to you about the allure of sex. We talk about it a lot, but I happen to have a good example of it, I think. And I say that we want to beguile the mind of the animal, that it's the information and the experience that really wins them over. The food, after a while, come on, we're not going to starve them, right? The food just isn't that big a deal. It's just a nice little to have thing. But take a look at this video. Now, I've asked Sarah to help me do a demonstration video. This is something she has done thousands of times before, this exact subject. So let's take a look. I want you to watch to see who else comes into the picture. Here we go.
Okay. X. X, tick, 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 tick,
pretrial speech.
X, tick, 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 tick. X, tick, 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 X.
Let's see. X, here.
X, here. X, tick, tick, tick.
She's much more crazy. See how curious she is. How focused.
Great. Yeah, do you want to graze now? Yeah, beautifully. That's all there is to it.
Okay,
there. You want to do it with her now?
Look at that. I say, do you want to do it with her now? Pointing to a fair, and Sarah stops grazing. She looks up. So let's take a look at what happens next. Now we're going to veer into a second subject here. And I'll tell you a little bit about it during this session, but we'll do another one that talks about this in more detail because it's a very important subject, and that is how to work animals in groups so that nobody gets punished by more dominant members of the group, et cetera. Okay, but for right now, let's take a look at what happens when we go to teach a bear. Remember, I invited Sarah to just go ahead and graze. Here we go.
Good girl, Sarah. X. Tick. Atta girl. Hey, Sarah, come on. I'll come back here. Good. We're almost done. X. Here. X. Good job. Okay, and now when you're working two animals, you can give the dominant animal kind of a bonus for letting the subordinate animal work, rather than giving them a hard time. Ready? Ah, girl, you guys did great. So that's teaching the bridges and the target. And a lot of times, we like to let the animals watch each other work. We can work them together. When you work a group of animals, you can give a percentage to the dominant animal in return to allow the subordinate animal to work. Totally changes their attitude about things. It goes from competition to collaboration. Okay, see you next time.
Okay, so what do you think about that? What are your experiences when you're working horses? I remember the first time I met Sarah. She was only 3 years old then. And the owners had told me to go to the barn and just meet her, go see her. And so I did that. But as I approached the barn, there were a bunch of horses that were all more, had more status than Sarah. And they were all milling around. And if Sarah tried to come to the fence, they would pin their ears back and kind of warn her away. And I just called over the tops of their heads to Sarah. And to this day, I can't believe I did this. But I said, hey, I don't want you getting beat up. I'll come back when they go to eat. And I said, when they go over the hill to go eat, I'll come back. And as I said that, I pictured the horses with a, you know, how the sun will come up around them, like shine through them, and there'll be silhouettes going over this hill. And Sarah goes, all right, and runs off. And I remember feeling disoriented, like, well, did you understand what I was saying? Or did you get that? And the whole time I was walking back, I had a couple of miles to walk. I was thinking about this and arguing with myself, right? I was saying, there's no way that Sarah understood what I was saying. Da, 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 da. But then I realized that the sun was starting to go down. I probably walked about a half a mile. And I looked over my shoulder, and sure enough, there is the exact picture I visualized, right? With the horses cresting over the hill and the sun shining past them, putting them in silhouette. And I realized I told Sarah I would go back to the barn when that happened. I didn't think that she was going to respond, but so I told myself, you have to go. You have to keep integrity. So I start walking back. Of course, Sarah wasn't there, right? There was nobody inside. Everybody had gone over the hill to go eat. But I did tell her behind the barn. And when I got, you know, like I'm passing the barn like this, right? All of a sudden, pop, Sarah puts her muzzle out on, you know, past the barn. And just a look in her eyes, she was like laughing. She's saying, well, you said, and indeed I did say that. So how does that work? How could she understand that? She understood it. And that was how Sarah and I first met. We never went back. But that was one of the experiences that once again showed me how intelligent the animals are. And there are so many experiences like that. I look forward to sharing more of them as time goes on. Thank you. Take care. See you next time.
Hey, fans. Are you enjoying Training with Casey? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Casey Cover on YouTube. That is youtube.com/C/Casey Cover. Also, give the podcast a like, share, and comment. Thanks for joining us. Come back for more news and views on animal training and living with animals. Stay at the top of the pack with Casey. This is Joseph Laughlin, producer of Training with Casey. See you next time.